USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions of people in Texas and Oklahoma hunkering down as severe weather moves into the area. Most of the heavy storms are being seen in North Texas. Forecast to move into the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex for this evening could bring winds up to 80 miles an hour. It's a fight for survival in the San Bernardino Mountains as the area is buried in heavy snow. Senator Rosalisi Ochoa-Bowe says at least one woman is dead.
With a lady who went outside to check on a gas pipe and her balcony caved in.
Ochoa-Bowe says some residents have not left their homes for almost a week. The California National Guard was set to arrive in the area Thursday. The verdict is in for high-powered South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh.
Indictment for murder, CDR code 0116. Verdict guilty.
A jury found Murdaugh guilty of the double murder of his wife and son. The verdict marks a key milestone in a years-long Old South legal drama that captured the entire nation's attention through multiple true crime publications and documentary pieces. Researchers say the case strikes at the root of every human's desire, particularly women, to accurately perceive and predict domestic or household threats. Former President Trump can be sued for the actions of Capitol rioters on January 6, 2021. At the Justice Department, NBC News Ken Delanian says Trump can be immune from lawsuits regarding speaking about public matters of public concern.
A speech far outside the president's office that allegedly incited a riot is not covered by that immunity, according to the Justice Department.
A group of Democratic House members and two Capitol police officers is looking to hold Trump liable for physical and psychological suffering as a result of the riot. Trump argues absolute presidential immunity protects him from the lawsuit. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
The Biden administration is demanding Russia release former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan.
There is a proposal on the table. We want the Russians to take it.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the American who's been detained in Russia since 2018 deserves to be home with his family. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov about Whelan during a G20 meeting in New Delhi, India. Blinken confirming there are talks ongoing. President Biden will welcome the German chancellor to the White House on Friday. National Security Council spokesman Kirby said they'll discuss a range of issues, which include continuing to provide support to Ukraine as it fights Russia's invasion. The two countries recently agreed to arm Ukraine with tanks, giving them a better chance to reclaim their lost territory. The House Ethics Committee is formally investigating embattled New York Congressman George Santos now. Members announced the unanimous decision to set up a panel that will determine if Santos broke any laws during his 2022 congressional campaign. The panel will also probe if he failed to properly disclose information on statements he filed with the House or violated federal conflict of interest rules while working in a financial role. President Biden says he plans to visit East Palestine, Ohio at some point following a toxic train derailment last month.
I've spoken with every official in Ohio, Democrat and Republican, on a continuous basis.
Following a meeting with Senate Democrats, Biden added lawmakers are working to address rail safety issues through legislation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.